Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Buddy, Keith Simpson here from Neral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
Okay, and we are back. As you can tell, we are not on the set of the Mac City Morning Show. I'm not going to tell you where we are, and I'm not going to introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So on that note, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and where we are today?
My name is Jackie. We're at Life Force Herbal Healing. I do the ordering and receiving.
There we go. Okay, so Jackie, you are a long-term resident of Fort McMurray.
10, 11 years.
Yeah, you've been here for a long time. Mm-hmm. So where did you move from originally?
Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia.
Yes.
What part of Nova Scotia?
Antigonish.
Okay, yes. I've been there once or twice.
It's lovely.
Actually, as of in a few days, I'm flying to Nova Scotia. I'm going to go to Cape Breton.
Good for you. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, so in Cape Breton, you've obviously been there.
My brother lives there.
What do you think me and my family should do while I'm in Cape Breton?
Oh my goodness, hit the beaches.
Okay, so like,
yes.
I honestly, and I know I'm gonna get a bunch of hate about this, I've never been to a beach in Nova Scotia or Cape Breton before. People brag about it all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to a lot of beaches around the world.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about these Cape Breton beaches, these Nova Scotia beaches that
the
are so
sand,
good?
The sand, they're just clean, they're beautiful.
So like,
beautiful.
It's, okay, is a sand like a white sand, a dark sand, like
it's,
hard,
it's
big,
not,
small?
It's not white, but it's not dark. It's just
okay.
Your regular sand.
Okay.
But if you love golfing, go to Inverness.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
You'll love it.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
So yeah, the beaches, and here's the other thing, like, I have to assume though, that the water is freezing.
Not necessarily.
No?
No. It can be, but no.
You so there's a chance that I could actually go swim in.
If you're flying next week, the week after.
Next week.
Okay.
And the weather's supposed to be unbelievable.
Super hot.
Super hot.
So you're good.
Really?
You are good.
So is this like ocean water that I'm swimming in?
Yes.
Or are there like...
Well, it depends. It depends on where you're going,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
Explore. There are stores like this there.
Really?
Smaller, but really, really good.
Okay.
You will be so...
Okay, I'm looking forward to it. I love the East Coast.
Just explore.
I've spent most of my time in Newfoundland, PEI. I'm a little bit of New Brunswick.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of time in Halifax, but I haven't
love
really explored
Halifax.
Cape Breton that much.
Love Halifax.
Okay.
If you get a chance,
I will
stop in Antigonish.
Okay.
It is beautiful, a little town. You'll love it.
All right.
People are very friendly.
I'm a little close to
you. Sorry.
That's all right.
Trying to get out of the camera.
Yeah, I know you are. That's why I was like, I'm going to come back here. Yeah. Okay, so Antigonish, check out the beaches, potentially golf some little stores like this.
Yes.
Now, speaking of little stores like this, you've had an opportunity to work in a few different places in Fort McMurray over the time that you've spent here, but
no.
You come here. Well,
this is my first job and only job. Actually, I had a couple. Yeah, I
know,
did, but
that's not, that,
short,
very short, and you came back.
Yeah.
And that's what I like. That's why I'm so excited. I've never actually got to ask you this question before. Why do you love this place so much?
It's a feeling of family.
Yeah.
The ladies are family. They're not just employers and staff. It's just a feeling of being home. So it's really a
nice that.
Feeling.
I love that.
And two, you get your regulars that you become very attached to, and
that's right.
Meeting new people, it's just amazing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, Tanner just walked off a little bit, but he can hear me. Tanner has a segment called the Mac City Minute. He has two very simple questions for you.
Oh, no.
So he's going to hit you with the Mac City Minute. So, Tanner, hit her with the Mac City Minute.
All right. Question number one. What is the weirdest item you can remember receiving for the store?
Yeah, with this kind of store, there's tons of unique little things that come
in. The weirdest item?
Weirdest that you thought was weird, I guess.
Well, I just don't know.
Yeah.
Everything seems to suit the store.
There's your answer. Love it. Yeah. Okay.
Question number two. What is one item in the store that you like to use daily?
Oh my goodness, magnesium by far. Everybody needs to be on magnesium. It's a longevity mineral. It's responsible for over 300 processes in the body. Your muscles, your bone, your heartbeat regulation, blood pressure regulation, blood sugar regulation.
Great.
It's used to balance out your hormones.
Okay.
It is also, it makes sure that your platelets don't become too sticky. So it's not a blood thinner.
Right.
It's just doing its job in the body.
There you go.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it's, and it helps you get a good night's sleep. You take it in the morning, your day runs, you know, stress, less stress. You can deal with stress.
There you go.
Then you take a couple at night and you have the best sleep.
And those have been your questions.
See, nice and easy. Thank you, Tanner. Appreciate that. Now, before I cut you loose, I've got to ask, because I'm kind of, Tanner's got me on this journey of thinking about this, and it's tattoos. So Tanner has a number of tattoos. I see that you have some as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering what your first tattoo was, if you remember that.
Yeah. It's a back tattoo.
Okay.
It's your traditional tramp stamp.
Okay.
I do love it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, a sun and a moon.
Okay.
It is nice, but if you're in Nova Scotia,
yeah,
the absolute best tattoo artist is Jamie McKay, Sacred Temple Tattoos. We love him. He's family. Even if we can't get an appointment with him, we always stop in to visit. He's amazing.
Okay.
Yep.
Tanner's loving his
love
life
him.
Right now. Tanner's trying to, like, he's like, Elliot, you should, I don't have one. I don't have a single one.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyways, it's been a discussion topic.
Yeah.
So he's very happy with your response right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
He's an amazing guy.
All
so
right.
Interesting.
Love
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, we're at the end of the show, short and sweet.
Thank you.
But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Shameless shout out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I did it.
Cool.
But it wasn't Fort McMurray.
You could be anybody.
Listen, I'm not going to shout out just anybody.
Okay.
I just want to say Fort McMurray is the best little city I have ever lived in, and I love it.
There we go. That's the best shout out we've ever had.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for doing this.
You're very welcome.
You nailed it. I appreciate it. And I always tell people to, like, come and do episodes again and again and again and chat with me.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very strong feeling that's not going to be you, but the invite is there.
Thank you.
So, everybody at home, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. We do appreciate your ongoing support. Everybody else, I hope you're having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.